Section 2. You will hear a staff member brief a group of mothers on the attractions at the Children's Grand Forest Play Centre. First, you will have time to look at the questions 11 to 15.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
I'm delighted to welcome you all here to our magical little outdoor play centre. We feel very privileged and excited today to have our first customers here to attend the official opening. But before we let you, and more importantly your kids, get down to the business of enjoying themselves, I just wanted to make everyone familiar with the centre's main attractions. If you look at the map I've given you, let's start by following the entrance road straight through the centre to the attraction on the right of the bridge. That is the petting zoo, a lovely little area where children can spend time in the company of our very friendly farm animals. Continuing left past the bridge will take you to the toddler's play pool. Alternatively, taking a right at the petting zoo will bring you down to the bouncy castle and fairy palace. If I can draw your attention to the waterfall and frog pond, you'll notice that there are two attractions close by. Following the road that leads to a dead end takes you to Winter Wonderland. Here, we use snow machines to create a magical world of winter delights. We think this will be a big favourite. On the other side of the map, just down from the fairy palace, there's another kind of wonderland, Waterworld. Waterworld is for the older kids, a place where they can have fun on the slides and tubes and play about in the water to their heart's content. Jumping back now to the other side of the map again, you'll see not so much an attraction as a service for you poor tired mums. This is the babysitting area. You can leave your little ones in the safe hands of our professional carers should you need a rest. The last attraction I have to show you then is the craft zone, which is on the right hand side, down a little closer to the entrance than Waterworld. Here the kiddies can learn how to make all sorts of beautiful things like shiny jewellery and sparkly cards.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
That's pretty much everything you need to know. But before I finish, let me just tell you a little more information about the wonderful animals of the petting zoo. The petting zoo is divided into three areas. The area on the left-hand side is where children can go on rides, hence the name Ride Zone. We have a friendly donkey called Dan and a gorgeous little pony called Polly. Dan the donkey and Polly the pony are joined for this week only by a very special guest, Larry the Llama. Queue for rides at the entrance to the inner circle and pay at the pay station located in front of the parents' sit and watch stand. The centre area is known as the Mini Farm Zone. Here the children can see lots of different farm animals living just as they would on a real farm. Join Farmer Tom as he gives half-hourly tours of the farm and shows the little ones how to milk the cows and goats and how to feed the grumpy old pigs. Zone 3 is an area we are very excited about. We call it the Performance Zone. Inside the arena, some of our brightest animals will perform a series of tricks for the children, who will also be entertained by Cluxy the Clown and his show band, the Racketeers. The Racketeers will perform on the main stage at the centre of the arena on the hour, every hour. That concludes my little introduction. I hope you have a tremendous day.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to Section 3.